with Tech News Briefing. This is Tanya Bustos at the newsroom in New York. So Apple AirPods, the white wireless earphones that transmit music, conversations, and all sorts of sounds that echo within your ears that we have no business knowing about. Some users, as the journal writes, have found a much more suitable cause for them, keeping people away. It's a thing. But first, these tech headlines. Facebook pulled its data security app, Anavo, from Apple's App Store after the iPhone maker ruled that the service violated its data protection policies. Apple's decision widens the schism between the two tech giants over privacy and is a blow to Facebook, which has used data gathered through the app to track rivals and scope out new product categories. Earlier this month, Apple officials informed Facebook that the app violated new rules. Anavo will still be available on Android devices. A suspected attempt to hack the Democratic National Committee's voter database was actually a cybersecurity test, the organization said. The DNC, which was hacked by Russian intelligence officers during the 2016 presidential campaign, said it contacted the FBI after being alerted to an apparent phishing scheme. In a statement, Bob Lord, the DNC's chief information security officer, said the DNC, quote, now believes it was built by a third party as part of a simulated phishing test. Read more about the latest at WSJ.com. Taking a cue from the U.S., Australia bans Huawei from 5G networks. The country banned the Chinese telecom firm along with ZTE, aligning with American policy and underscoring concerns about the possibility of cyber spying by Beijing. A statement by the Australian government didn't specifically mention Chinese companies, but Huawei said it had been informed that both it and ZTE had been banned from the rollout. Huawei said on its verified Twitter account that it is an extremely disappointing result for consumers. A ZTE spokeswoman declined to comment. Coming up, the cultural phenomenon that is Apple's white wireless earphones and the other reason people wear Apple AirPods. So as The Wall Street Journal's Rebecca Dolan writes, Apple AirPods do so much more than transmit music and phone calls. Their mere presence transmits the message, stay away. And it works. Let's get more. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Dolan. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know, as someone who works in audio, this has been a trick of the trade for me at my desk. I've always just put in headphones. It's always sort of my, hey, I'm kind of busy stance. But it's interesting. With the emergence of AirPods came this unexpected magic trick for a lot of people. It was sort of a realization, and it's a social tool now.
Yeah. So as I was looking at the kind of explosive growth of these Apple AirPods and some of the reasons that people are wearing them all the time, it became clear that a lot of the times people are wearing them not listening to music, not taking phone calls, not listening to podcasts. They are just wearing them without any sound coming out. And they're sometimes intentionally doing it so that people will leave them alone and not talk to them. They'll do it in the office, on the streets, in their own homes. And we thought that was really funny.
Yeah, and it's funny because we're feeling it out. It's become more of a cultural staple and we're adapting. So in your reporting, you uncovered some awkward moments as people try to work out the new etiquette.
Yeah, we talked to someone at Starbucks, a barista, who was really annoyed with people wearing Apple AirPods when they're trying to order their drinks because they always come out wrong. And we talked to someone who put a poll on his Facebook to find out whether it was acceptable, whether his friends thought it was okay for people to wear these throughout business meetings on silent. And 90% of his friends thought that was not okay.
They really are just popping up everywhere. Is there something, I mean, is that no accident? Are AirPods becoming more popular when it comes to the bottom line? You know, how important has it been in terms of making money for Apple these days?
When I was reporting this piece, because of course it was just kind of anecdotally me seeing them everywhere,
right,
and people that I spoke to seeing them everywhere. So when I talked to Apple, they couldn't break down exactly how AirPods themselves are playing into their sales, but they did say that the wearables category that they fall into has had actually $10 billion in revenue just over the last four quarters and was a major part of the 60% year-over-year growth that the wearables category had this year. And Tim Cook mentioned on his earnings call for the last quarter that he's seeing them everywhere and that he called them a runaway success.
And, you know, awkward moments aside, people seem to have embraced the look as a fashion statement. You're seeing it a lot more.
When we were talking to Apple about this, they made a point to point out that when these first came out, people said, oh, they're ugly. Apple didn't think about the look when they made them. And they got coverage in Vogue. There was an article about, oh, Kristen Stewart, is she making AirPods the new earrings? And GQ ran a piece, they told us, someone's tech essentials. And so they said these are really being kind of brought into the mainstream.
And the fact that they make things that nanosecond fast, I mean, they make things just a little bit faster.
Yeah, no, everybody seems to appreciate all these different ways that you can set up your AirPods. You can tap on one, change the song, tap on another, change the call. So they just seem to be so incredibly convenient that people don't want to take them out.
Yeah, you know, they'll put the price tag aside.
Yeah.
Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for speaking with me.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.